Also, I forgot my watch, so might be longer than usual. Who knows? We have no deacon either, but we have the most important person here. We have Jesus, we have God, we have the priest to celebrate the Eucharist for you and with you, and then we have you. So thank you for being here tonight. I believe Notre Dame and Oklahoma State are playing tonight because we see some kind of empty seats here. But I'm sure they'll be here tomorrow as good Catholics. Happy and blessed New Year to all of you. It is a blessing to be here. God is so good to us that he has given us one more year. Let us be grateful. Let us be grateful to Almighty God for this year. It will be a great year to all of us because once again, we have God. We are able to be here to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, even without music. But again, music beautifies the liturgy, but it is not the main thing. Again, the main person is Jesus. So we're truly grateful that we're able to celebrate here together this beautiful sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we hear this beautiful passage from Matthew, the three kings, the wise men, who travel a long journey to get to Jesus, bringing him gifts. And I believe they're already near the manger, are they? Can you see them? Okay, good. Nobody has stolen them, so they're there. They went on this long journey to pay homage to the newborn king. And this is exactly what you and me have been doing in this journey of faith. You know, it takes a lot of sacrifice. They were guided by the star. But notice that they're wise. They're called the wise men because they were able to read the signs in the sky. And they were obedient. They listened to that great sign in the sky. And they believed that. And they were guided by this star to find this baby. And again, that's you and me. Ever since we were given this gift of faith by the virtue of baptism, and as we were growing older and hopefully wiser through life experiences, we are given this star, the star of faith, to keep on going. It is a long journey. Not like the wise men that they travel. They said maybe between 500 and 1,000 miles by camel. I mean, you came tonight by this guiding star, the guiding star of faith, to St. Mary's help of Christians to this beautiful and sacred place. Perhaps not by camel, I didn't see no camels outside, but by car, bicycle, or who knows, I think everybody by car. But we're here because we have been guided by this star of faith, because we believe that this new king, the only king, this born king is with us. Jesus Christ, who came to bring us salvation, who took our own flesh to bring us to himself. And these three wise men believed that, and they came to pay him homage. You and I are called to do the same. They brought these gifts, and perhaps there were more than three. We believe that there were three because three gifts are mentioned. They came to pay homage to this newborn king, bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The epiphany means manifestation because God has been revealed, and they believe that. We too believe that God manifests himself at every Holy Eucharist. This divine revelation, Jesus Christ in that piece of bread, the whole divinity, the epiphany happens at every Mass. And these kings believe that. My dear friends, we are called to be like the wise men, to believe in this manifestation, that God constantly continues to reveal himself through you and through me. And we're also called to bring him gifts, to pay him homage. And we do that at every Holy Mass, as I mentioned at the beginning, but just being grateful that we're able to celebrate as a community, that we're able to be here, that we may be grateful for the blessed sacrament, for the manifestation of our Lord, for being among us. What can we bring? we can bring the gold of our love, loving God with our whole being, with everything. We can bring him, pay him homage with the gold of our love as we love our neighbors, especially that one that is kind of difficult to deal with, to love them. We're also called to bring him the frankincense of our prayer, to lift up our hearts in prayer, to pray for this nation, to pray for this world, that we may continue to allow ourselves to surrender, to be guided by the light of faith, to be guided by the star of the Holy Gospels, by this light of truth. And finally, to also pay him homage as we bring the myrrh of our sacrifices, our grief and pain, that we may be able to offer that to this newborn king, so that he may transform that into something greater. This is what we celebrate, this Epiphany, this manifestation. And God is calling us, all of us, that we may continue to bring ourselves to him just as we are, with our challenges, with our trials, with our sinfulness, with everything we have, that we just may bring ourselves, so that then we may go out, and the big challenge is to try to bring other souls to Christ. And how do we do that? By the way we love them, by the way we talk to them about the truths of the gospel, by the way we show them what we believe, who is the king that we celebrate today, this newborn king that has brought us salvation as he has revealed totally and unconditionally in the flesh. Please stand.